K103. From letter K103, dated May 25th, 1903. Be sure that the orchard has some means expended on it. It will respond to treatment. Give it the care that will enable it to do its best. I look upon that orchard as of great value to the institution. Do all that you possibly can to perfect the institution inside and out. Be sure that your premises are in the best of order. Let there be nothing about them that will make a disagreeable impression on the minds of the patients. Encourage the patients to live healthfully and to take an abundance of exercise. This will do much to restore them to health. Let seats be placed under the shade of the trees, that the patients may be encouraged to spend much time out of doors. And a place should be provided, enclosed either with canvas or with glass, where, in cooler weather, the patients can sit in the sun without feeling the wind. Obtain the best help in the cooking that you can. If food is prepared in such a way that it is a tax on the digestive organs, be sure that investigation is needed. Food can be prepared in such a way as to be both wholesome and palatable. Fresh air and sunshine, cheerfulness within and without the institution, pleasant words and kindly acts, these are the remedies that the sick need. And God will crown with success your efforts to provide these remedies for the sick ones who come to the sanitarium. By happiness and cheerfulness and expressions of sympathy and hopefulness for others, your own soul will be filled with light and peace. And never forget that the sunshine of God's blessing is worth everything to us. Teach nurses and patients the value of those health-restoring agencies that are freely provided by God, and the usefulness of simple things that are easily obtained. I will tell you a little about my own experience with charcoal as a remedy. For some forms of indigestion, it is more efficacious than drugs. A little olive oil, into which some of this powder has been stirred, tends to cleanse and heal. I find it is excellent. Pulverized charcoal from eucalyptus wood we have used freely in cases of inflammation. When we first went to Kurenbong, the men who were clearing in the woods often came in with bruised hands. In these and other cases of inflammation, I advise the trial of a compress of pulverized charcoal. Sometimes the inflammation, which was very high before the compress was applied, would be gone by the next day. Always study and teach the use of the simplest remedies, and the special blessing of the Lord may be expected to follow the use of these means, which are within the reach of the common people. Do not forget that a worker must not take upon himself so many burdens that his soul will become weary. His first and greatest care should be to keep fresh and fragrant in spirit. In the unfolding of God's plan, we are to be restored to a state corresponding to the perfection of divinity.